I hear you, my man. Look, I said it with Trajan Langdon, Pelicans general manager. Will Guillory, Jake Madison, now it's your turn. Happy game day, sir.
Thanks, man. Haven't said that in 4.5 months. So, you know, I got the butterflies going with excitement and anticipation. 2 weeks ago, I had the butterflies going because I was nervous because I didn't know what to expect calling games on a monitor. But now we know what to expect. And as all of your guests have talked about it, I mean, it is game seven. They're all big, and you can't afford to have a night off. So we're going to jump into it with 2 feet against a team that is competing for the third spot possibly in the West, and they are at full strength other than Bogdanović, who did not make the trip to the bubble. Mm. But I tell you, they're awful good regardless with Bogdanović even out. I mean, and the thing about it is, too, Gus, Mike Conley was a non-factor in the two games in January when the Pels played the Jazz. And he is absolutely a factor now. And he has just been, he was really, really good before the hiatus. And he picked up where he left off in the scrimmages. And that is some guy we're going to have to contend with because we did not have to deal with him in January in those two absolute classic games we saw in the Smoothie King Center.
Pelicans favored by 3 as we speak to the voice of the Pelicans. Todd Graffanini, you can hear him right here at 5:30, 4:30, Pelicans Weekly, 5 o'clock. Pelicans warm-up with Daniel Salerson and company. You know, you mentioned those games earlier in the season. They're all close, man. 128-120, Jazz Game 1. 128-126, Jazz Game 2. 138-132, Pels Game 3. When you close your eyes and think of those games now, again, there were 4.5 months from now, but right. What stood out to you in those matchups?
Brandon Ingram versus Donovan Mitchell. I mean, neither team could stop the other. Ingram averaged, I want to say, 40 points in the two games. We played them January 6th and January 16th in those two games at the Smoothie King Center, and the Pelicans could not stop Donovan Mitchell. Now, I will say this. Drew Holiday did not play in the second game, the game that Mitchell scored 46 points. So I would imagine there would have been more than one possession where Drew Holiday was going to try to lock down Donovan Mitchell. That's going to be another X factor to this game here tonight. But, you know, those two games, you could argue, were the two most entertaining games of the season, Gus, when you're talking about the closeness of the two. And I was joking with John DeShazer during the second game of those two. They were basically, it was basically the continuation of game one. That was the 128-126 Utah win because neither team would have a lead of more than 6-7 points at a time. It was just back and forth. Nobody, I mean, they were dead even. They were dead even games. And of course, the second one went to overtime. So it's just a tremendous matchup for both sides. And who is going to play some semblance of defense is going to be key, but I know we're going to talk about this tonight. My own personal key to this game is the Pelicans have got to take care of the basketball. The Pelicans average 16 turnovers a game, which is second worst in the league. And I think we saw in the scrimmages, Gus, when the Pelicans take care of the basketball, they are extremely difficult to beat, especially the live ball turnovers that lead to easy buckets going the other direction. So if the Pelicans can just take care of the ball and continue to do what we have seen in the last week and a half with the scrimmages, they're going to give themselves a chance to win. But remember, that is a formidable opponent on the other side. And despite them being in the playoffs and locked into the playoffs, they are going to give it everything tonight. They're not going to sit anybody. They're going to be at full strength. So this is going to be a heck of a matchup to start the seeding games again.
Now, look, they're well coached. They got talent everywhere. I mean, that's a legit playoff team. They're battling for seeding and who they're going to face in the opening round. And let's be honest, Todd, as I mentioned it to the people in front of you already in the show, there's an understanding of the importance of this. This is the tip-off game. Not only guys or people that are starving for NBA action, but let's be honest, everyone's keeping an eye on us. Everyone wants to see what this is like, and across the league fans, you name it. First game back and they're the marquee game. And as you know, in covering sports as long as you've done and calling it, Todd, the competitiveness, I mean, people want to play in front of people. People want to show that they're good. And this is their chance to shine. The big stars, the good players, they love the limelight. They love the eyes being placed on them.
It's all, and I don't want to, you know, cross, you know, sports here, but I, when you were talking about that and describing it, I thought back to the old Monday Night Football when you were growing up, when it was Frank Gifford and Dandy Don Meredith and Howard mm-hmm. Cosell.
Yep.
And if you were on those Monday Night games, it was the highest of the highs because you knew that everybody in America was watching those games because they really weren't anything else to watch. Nowadays, it's Sunday Night Football. That's really it when you're talking about who gets the highest ratings. But there's so many other things that you can watch on television nowadays. But I tell you tonight, Gus, it's going to be like going back to those old school days mm-hmm. because people are so starved for sports in this country. And these are meaningful games that we're going to see for the next 2 weeks. You know, the bottom of the West is just fascinating. And, you know, Daniel and I were talking about this. Daniel Salas and I were talking about this last night. We need to start having a who to pull for segment
right.
In the next couple
well,
of weeks.
Well, he's coming on at 2:15 specifically to tell us how to scoreboard watch.
Man, yeah, the scoreboard watching is going to be ridiculous
yeah.
for New Orleans Pelicans fans and actually fans of everybody else in the West situation. Because the teams are so tight. But yeah. I tell you what, I am so intrigued to see what the ratings are going to be when they pull them out tomorrow because these are standalone games. There's nothing else going on other than Major League Baseball, and there's no other basketball going on tonight, and it's the first real basketball that we've had in 4.5 months. So we're going to get a lot of eyeballs watching
Look,
the product this evening.
It's real simple, Todd. We've all we've daydreamed about it. We've wanted it, right? I mean, and we've kind of enjoyed it with the Saints, but we would daydream about what it'd be like to have a basketball team where, you know, there's national interest and people want to see. Well, 25 televised games this year, tipping this off the restart here. So get used to it. David Griffin. July, when they announced that we were going to be the Pel's flagship station, looked at us and said, there's going to be a lot of people that want to get on that bandwagon. And he's welcoming all on board. He says, just yep. be okay with it. But that's a cool thing to know that the Pelicans aren't just going to be New Orleans team, Todd. I think people across the country are going to follow this team. They're already popular on Instagram, whether it's Josh Hart, Lonzo Ball, and Zion already. So I think it's going to be pretty cool to see this ride here in the next couple of years.
I agree 100%. But also, and I got to credit T. Bob Hebert with this. I was actually on a show yesterday morning, and he made a great point. This is such an opportunity for the Pelicans locally in
yeah.
South Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, the Saints are not in training. I mean, they're in training camp, but no one can go to training camp. Everything is Zoom-related. There are no preseason games to go to. You can focus on the Pelicans and basketball for the next couple of weeks before we start even getting hints of what's coming out at Saints camp. That has mm-hmm. never, ever happened before.
Yeah.
So the Pelicans have a golden opportunity locally here in New Orleans and in South Louisiana and along the Gulf Coast to really capture the imagination and get fans that maybe weren't watching the team when we were heading into February and March. It's just, I tell you, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it, and I can't wait for tonight to get this thing rolling and see where the next 8 games take us, man.
Well, look, man, I know you're ready. The good butterflies always means a good thing because it's all you've ever wanted, whether it's Tulane, whether it's the Pels. You just want meaningful games to call when you're a play-by-play person. Well, son, you have meaningful games. Jake Madison said it. 8 game sevens. Buckle up.
I'm ready to go. I am ready to go. Headed to the blender in a little bit.
All right. As we let you go, what should we give the intern on Intern Appreciation Day today?
Ooh, a smack upside the head and good job. Good job, Jordan. Don't text anybody during games anymore.
That's true.
And other than that, just tell them tell him to keep doing what he's doing, and don't text me during the game tonight, Jordan.
You know what was beautiful? As Todd said, knock him upside the head. Jason Giles did the old wrestling double tap of the elbow as he was going to come down with the people's elbow from the top rope. So two people were going to bop you upside
physically,
the head.
Physically hurt me on intern appreciation
day. Get the intern some wings at Vinny. Get him some wings.
Yeah, wings know, on me. How
know,
about that?
I mean, yesterday was wings day, but you can double up on wings, Jordan. You can double up. It's a good thing. But just enjoy the day because we are starting up the NBA season again.
That's right. It's a great move.
It's a great day.
Yep. I got the Pels polo on. He's got the Pels hat. We're ready to go. Todd, we'll hear you at 5:30, a little bit before that. Of course, warm up at 5 and in Pelicans Weekly 4:30, man. Have fun tonight.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Right here on ESPN New Orleans, where you're home for Pelicans basketball. We're live at Thursday, which means 32-17 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie, 18th in Ridge Lake. It's Vinny's. Poor Sissy.
Are we going to tell her about my heroic story?
Stop. We get a chance. I got to tell Jason. Jason, next segment, we'll tell you about the heroic story and let you know about Cam Jordan. He spoke today. Teron Armstead here as well. Plus some shoot-around sound from Drew and B.I. Don't go anywhere. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Folks, is a-coming, their sales are inside. Since 1948, 71 years, Hilario Brothers has been in the commercial fishing and shrimping supply business, stocking a large selection of 12-volt electrical and hydraulic single and double drum winches, hydraulic motors with brakes, beltless clutches, and pumps with brackets, hydraulic stainless steel skimmer winches, hydraulic valves, super winches, and hydraulic steering for up to 65-foot boats. They have a huge assortment of crab traps and crab trap wire, stocking nylon, plastic, and Nautilus webbing. You heard about that new webbing, Platina and Nautilus Dyneema. Hilario Brothers has some of that, too. Hilario Brothers stocks shark tail netting. It's reinforced with stainless steel wire. They stock four different sizes of galvanized stabilizers. Also a large variety of fiberglass cloth, including resin, gel coat, and supplies. Lost an anchor? They've got anchors in stock from 5 pounds to 100 pounds. Visit Hilario Brothers before the season starts. Hilario Brothers, 894 Avenue A, West Wego. Call 504-341-1843. Visit their website, HilarioBrothers.com.
Oh, yeah, for over 65 years, Golden Motors has been your local Chevy, Buick, new car dealer. I'm sure you've seen us around supporting our local schools, charities, and organizations. That's just our way of saying thanks for being there for us at Golden Motors. Looking for a new Chevy or Buick? Or looking for that light new pre-owned any make or model? Give us a call at 325-1000 or visit us on the web at goldenmotors.com. 325-1000. Golden Motors. Chevy, find new roads.
Finally, it's here. The supermarket that Canal Street's been waiting for. Right between Canal and South Broad, the Big Easy Fresh Market is the locally owned, family-oriented market, complete with a cafe, a bakery, a deli, and some of the freshest produce and meats in town. Craving international food? No problem. The friendly staff will take care of your every need. Ready to start fresh? Make a note. The Big Easy Fresh Market, 2669 Canal Street. Like them on Facebook. Eat more fresh.
Ever walk in the kitchen late at night and there's T. Roach? He's a tough bayou bug, so he don't run. He just stares at you, knowing he's got hundreds of hungry buddies around your house ready to take his place when he's gone. Luckily, we have Terminex and local experts Dan and Billy Foster ready to rid your home or business of pests, from nasty roaches to destructive termites. Call for a free inspection.
So call those bayou boys. They'll get you Terminex tough.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosting Pop-Tarts.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
See that? I mentioned the roast beef sandwich, and there's Jason Giles with Vince. Roast beef sandwiches on the table. I'm telling you, they look good, don't they? Look good.
I mean,
I can smell them
teasing
from
us with waffle fries.
Yeah, nope, can't get them. Can't get them. Got to know somebody apparently. Oh wow.
It's the Vinny's secret menu.
It's the secret menu. massive lunch crowd. It's awesome. Good to see. Again, back here at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgely Drive. You're hungry. This is where you kind of come have a little lunch. It's delicious. A little dinner as well. Some wings. You can watch the Pels game and enjoy all kinds of different menu items as well. Let's get to it. Shoot around from this morning. Brandon Ingram was asked, do you look back at old Jazz Pels game footage, even though it's from this year?
We look back at film. We look back at some of the tendencies of each guy. We see what they do well. We look at most of our games. We know they have Conley back. We know that Mark Conovich is out. They have new guys in the lineup. But those guys can pick up where the other guys have left off. And, you know, it's important on the defensive end for us to be aggressive and have a sense of urgency, especially running off the three-point line and having guys inside to block out Rudy Gobert on long three. So we definitely got to pay attention to detail.
All right, so Brandon Ingram giving you a little bit of those keys in tonight's game. A couple of more?
Just trying to get downhill. Trying to get downhill. Great for teammates. Hitting the open guy on the offensive end and trying to build our rhythm from the start. I think we have to set a tempo in the beginning that we're going to hit first and be aggressive.
One of the things, obviously, that is going to be interesting is to see what this team plays like. Again, the scrimmages are good. I'm geeked out. Yes, we've all had fun, championship or bust, what have you. At the same time, it's been 4 months. It's been a long, long time, over 100 days. Brandon Ingram, March till now, this point.
It felt like just a few weeks ago because we missed basketball so much. That's pretty much all we can do when we wake up in the morning, just think about basketball, family. So we're not there. We're ready for whatever's going on right now. We look forward to tonight.
All right, so that's good to hear, though, right, from Brandon Ingram saying that it feels like just yesterday or 2 weeks ago, I mean, to where he doesn't think there was going to be that much of a, I guess, a layoff. And look, players have said that, right, since the scrimmages started. Haven't they said that they kind of feel like they got right back? Or Coach Gentry, maybe it's a mind thing, saying, look, we're picking up right where we left off, you know, that they have at least talked that way. And to an extent, Jordan, I would say you've seen it, haven't you?
I mean, I guess you could just consider it as a very, very, very long All-Star break, if you wanted to look at it that way.
Very long, where
you stop in the midst of, you know, the final 20 games, and then you start back up, but you were training that whole entire time. It's not like you were on vacation like you normally do during the off season. So these players were getting prepared during that whole entire time. So, yeah, I can understand how they feel like they're just getting back into the flow of things,
right,
rather than starting a brand new season.
Drew Holiday this morning from Shoot Around on what it's been like to go from March to now.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, a really long time ago. I feel like a lot has happened and a lot has changed since then, but I feel like as a team, we've been ready. I think we came into camp pretty well conditioned. And now that we've had these three games out the way, I think we're all ready to go.
He was asked about the process so far, what's been like in the bubble getting up to finally game night.
It's been fine. I think it's just been a routine, really. When you leave your room, you got to have your band, your condenser, and your mask. And I feel like sometimes if you leave one, you start to freak out a little bit, especially when you're halfway to the bus or whatever. But I think doing that and every day, just knowing that you have to get tested at some point, I feel like that's kind of what we keep our thoughts on, is, all right, we'll make sure that we get tested so that we don't have to quarantine or anything like that.
I think it's one of the things, though, I'm a very routine person. You know me. You know, if my routine gets thrown out the way, I walk in the studio, I'm all flustered.
You walk in the studio with your glasses on. I just know your demeanor.
You know.
Have your backpack on, slumped over, and you just shake your head.
I'm telling you.
And you go to the bathroom.
If my morning routine just I'm a routine person, and I get comfort from routine. My son's the same way. And now my wife's trying to tell me, well, we need to get him out of that routine so he can not get so frustrated when he gets out of his routine. I'm like, no, that's fine. That's fine. I'm like, I'm 44. When I'm out of my routine, I am flustered out. It didn't change. But my point is, and I'm trying to bring up, is I think that helps you in a bubble environment like this, or something where you've never done. No one's ever done this before, right? I mean, they're going to play 8 games now in 13 days. If they win enough of them, if things go their way, they'll be in a playoff series, right? So they're going to be there a little longer. They've already been there a bit. So this is like something you've never done before. I mean, and while there's routine, it does help. At the same time, there it will at some point mentally
catch up.
Catch up. Right now, I think the necessity at the task on hand, making sure you get ready for today, making sure that these scrimmages matter, making sure you're healthy, making sure you get back in it. I think up until this point, you're mentally being aided by today, knowing that you're going, your goal is to get ready to play tonight. And as Jake Madison said greatly, you know, perfectly last hour, it's 8 game 7s. If you're, that's going to help you, you know, and then I think once you get in the playoffs, it's going to be that. So I think it does help a little bit knowing that there's something tangible that's a goal, or it's something that you know that you're focused on to kind of keep your mind busy, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, know? And that it also helps in the beginning stages. Maybe they could shy away from the everyday activities that they normally do, or the day-to-day task. And once they get used to getting their temperature checked, once they get used to doing all these different things that they have to do, I think they could kind of shy away from their normal routine and kind of go outside the normalcy of things. That way they can take their mind off and maybe go play golf one day when they usually don't play golf, or go play a game or go walk or do something that they're not normally doing during the time that they're what they're doing right now.
All right, Drew Holiday on what the team has to do tonight and through the next 8 games.
Yeah, I think you just have to come out with energy. We come out with energy and we play hard in the beginning. I feel like our rhythm or whatever will take care of that. So coming out with energy and we'll be completely fine.
All right, so that's what he wants to see, energy. Jake Madison says he thinks Drew Holiday will be key. Will Guillory says Bogdanovich being out may help because he's killed the Pels. Our question of the day is along the same lines. What do you want to see? What do you expect tonight? Jordan, you got about 3 minutes before our break. Go.
Yeah, Chip Boudreaux over on Twitter said, defense, defense, step it up, D-Fave, B.I., Zion, etc. We all already know Drew and Lonzo going to shut down the guards. From Philly, looking for defensive rotation and offensive ball movement. So it looks like people are looking at the defense because that's something that the Pelicans kind of lacked before the hiatus. And that's something that Alvin Gentry and the whole team has been saying that they've been working on. Saints Truth 44 on Twitter. Main key is not to let the Pelicans player know this game counts. Scrimmage Pels are unbeatable. Paul Zoe shooting. Alvin Gentry, the coach that can't be fired on Twitter.
By the way, Will Guillory didn't mention that if Lonzo Ball can get that hot 3-point shot again, because, you know, that will matter.
A W, he says
simply. I like that. I like that. That's a lot of responses already.
Yeah.
Ready to get going here, huh? Are you pumped?
I like I said, I think.
He should be.
Well, I'm pumped.
You should be, especially with my intern appreciation gift you're going to get. You should be pumped.
What's my?
Because I'm pumped.
What's my gift?
Well, I know what I'm getting you. You're going to like it. In the meantime, you got to be a good intern. Do me a favor. During this break, while we get Ross Jackson on to talk a little Saints football, why don't you go order some wings?
Do you want some wings?
I want some wings.
Ooh, okay.
Let's go do two orders of wings. How about that? Go get us some wings.
Hopefully I get an authentic Zion Williamson jersey.
Well, I wouldn't know. You know, that's not happening. It's the Sports Hangover. We're live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive over in Metairie. Ross Jackson joins us next. We'll talk a little Saints. Cam Jordan, Tron Armstead spoke this morning. They're off and running in the testing phase, training camp. Their thoughts on how ready they will be. We'll hear that here in a little bit as well. Plus your phone calls and more next hour. Daniel Salerson, that's it. So if you want to sneak in some phone calls next hour, feel free to do so. Tell us how excited you are about tonight. Pels tipping it off against the Jazz right here on ESPN New Orleans, now 4 hours away on ESPN New Orleans.
With odors throwing you off your game, stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring 3 advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Order Eaters. Destroy food odor with the best in odor defense.
Today, pros have to do whatever it takes. The Home Depot is here to make that easier. We've got the products you know and trust on our app. Delivery options to get what you need exactly where you need it. And a delivery tracker that keeps you up to date on the status of your order. So you can keep doing what you do best. Whatever it takes to get the job done. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
We parents hear our kids say lots of things that can get us pretty worked up. Things like,
look, Ma, no hands.
And,
ouch, that hurts.
Look, you'll never completely stop worrying about your kids. But you can breathe a little easier with free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and CHIP programs in your state. The truth is, they're covering more kids and teens than ever before. So even if you've applied in the past, even if you don't qualify, your kids can now be eligible for regular doctor and dentist visits, prescriptions, and more. So the next time you hear,
ooh, I don't feel so good,
relax. Your kids can be covered.
Get us kids covered today. Families of four earning up to $49,200 a year or more may qualify. Just go to insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. That's 1-877-543-7669. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It took us three generations to do it.
But we built New Orleans.
The largest diamond store in Louisiana.
Ramsey's Diamond Jewelers.
No, you gotta say it like Tony the Tiger.
Ramsey's Diamond Jewelers is the largest diamond store in Louisiana. On Veterans between Bonneville and West End in Metairie.
This year, the rivalry intensifies. The Red Sox and Yankees from New York. Saturday at 6:30 Eastern and Sunday at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
That man's got some stones.
Believe me, he is no wuss.
His legend lives on.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Teron Armstead, Cam Jordan spoke earlier this morning. Teron Armstead, the mindset of the team this season.
It got to be smooth with all of us, in all honesty. That's like it. That's it. I mean, it's not really anything else past that. It's smooth with all of us. You know, whether we don't get to the big dance, is a failure of a season. So that's it.
It is simple enough. Ross Jackson joins us at Ross Jackson NOLA. The way to follow him over on Twitter. My goodness, has he been busy? He's the editor over there at Saints Canal Street Chronicles, host Locked On Saints. You name it. Now he adds a couple of other tidbits writing wise here as well. Ross, man, thanks for fitting us in today. How are you?
Hey, brother, doing very well. Good to talk to you again. Very glad to be here with you. Things are going very well. Hope the same for y'all, Jelly. Keep it safe. Appreciate all the work that you're doing and everything. Yeah, Jordan as well, of course. Good to see y'all, man. Good to talk to you.
Dude, tell everybody where we can find more stuff that you've been doing here. Just in the last 2 weeks, you've had a couple more announcements.
Yeah, I've had a couple of other things to get moving. One of them is a little bit more administrative. I just moved up a little bit within the Locked On Podcast Network, serving as the channel coordinator for the NFL and the college channels there. So over at Locked On, we do daily, Monday through Friday, about 22 to 30-minute episodes every day. And we cover every single major sports team that's out there. We have NHL, we've got MLB, we've got NBA, NFL, of course. We've got several college shows as well. Our good friend Matt Moscona hosting Locked On LSU, for instance. And so, you know, I'm now the channel coordinator over both of those channels. It's about 116 different podcasts that I'm just supervising, making sure that things are going well. You know, we put in a lot of work over at Locked On. You had Jake on earlier, too. So
yeah. No, I know. I love it. You know, the beauty of it, too, and I've been seeing the last couple of days, there's so many voices that have opinions that need to be heard and should be heard, and it's great. I think what's so great with technology the way it is right now, a lot of people have different access to it, you know, and it's not anything that is limiting, which is great, because I think one of the things that is fun and covering sports, being a part of sports, is that it is sports, and it should be fun, right. And we should go out there and have a good time covering it.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Like, I consider myself very lucky, as I'm sure that you do as well, in terms of, you know, the fact that we get to do what we love like we do. And the thing that's really great about particularly radio and podcasts is that while still most everything else is on hold, you know, I come from the entertainment industry in film and television and live theater. All that's on hold, but we in the sort of, you know, the radio and the auditory side, and particularly over on the sports side, we're still very much alive. There's still very much, like, new things coming about and stuff. So we're providing people a little bit of an escape. We're providing people a little bit of positivity and all. And so I'm just grateful that I get to be a part of such a fantastic community, particularly within Saints media and within New Orleans media, to be a part of that.
And Ross, one of the things, speaking with Ross Jackson at Ross Jackson NOLA, the way to give him a follow over on social media, when it comes to the Saints, you can't get enough, right? Who dats love as much info as possible, and mainly is because they got a team that, once again, Ross, is a Super Bowl caliber team, a Super Bowl contender. Look, you add what's happened with COVID, and it throws a wrench in everybody's plans and how to do things. But one thing that a lot of people have said leading into this week, the testing portion of training camp, if you will, Ross, is thank goodness for a veteran-laden, experienced, pretty much all 22 starters are set type team, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, even in positions where they've had to replace players, like, of course, Von Bell no longer with the team, but then they replace him with Malcolm Jenkins, who at least is, first of all, is somebody that's familiar, but also is a veteran himself, has that presence, knows the game. He's going to be fine translating over in the offensive side. You see the same type of a situation with an Emmanuel Sanders coming in. He's somebody that is not going to have too much trouble at all transitioning into a new football team without, you know, the mini camps and the mandatory minis, the voluntary minis, OTAs, things like that. These are veteran guys that know the game, and that's definitely going to help them. You saw the Saints really focus when it came into bringing in newcomers in the NFL, even undrafted free agents, as well as, of course, the drafted rookies. You heard a lot of conversation about FBI, football intelligence, making sure that they got these guys that could come in and that could pick up the game, that could learn a playbook. You know, Calvin Throckmorton, who's an undrafted free agent, they brought him in. He was the guy that was called in, I think it was the Tuesday or the Wednesday of the Senior Bowl. He had one day to get the playbook down, and then he was out there the very next day, and right. He knew all the plays. So it's like it's that kind of acclimation period that we're seeing with the way that this sort of slow ramp up into camp proper is, in terms of what we're used to camp looking like, in terms of them hitting the field. They're going to be, they've been using all of this time to, you know, get sort of the virtual install, the mental install of the game, learning the playbook and answer, you know, asking and answering questions. And then now this veteran roster has the ability to take all of this, and this smart roster has the ability to take all of this and bring it into a place of familiarity, a place of comfort, and a place of continuity, which not a lot of teams around the NFL have. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people love to talk about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but they're a prime example of, you know, a new system, new quarterback, new communication, everything like that. That's going to be pretty big, and you're going to see the Saints maybe have a little bit of a leg up, particularly within the division and also across the NFL because of their familiarity with one another.
Yeah, Carolina as well, and you kind of heard it when Sean Payton mm-hmm. speak with Ross Jackson yesterday when he was asked about the plan. He didn't seem like he was too happy with the workout and running plan. He said they better like it because they're going to do it. But, Ross, he didn't give a lot of detail. And knowing Sean as well as I do, man, I think he sees as how you get your team ready in a situation like this as a competitive advantage. If you're a guy that can plan well, can adapt, if you're a guy that can get your hand, you know, your head wrapped around this, I think those coaches, those teams are going to do better. As you mentioned, in some teams that have new staffs, I mean, you look at Carolina as another one, you know, like we were talking about. So I think Sean looks at it as, I'm not telling you what we're doing. Mickey said the same thing. I'm not going to divulge anything because I think they look at it as, hey, if we got it and I think we're going to do it the best way we think we can, it might be best for us. It might help us win.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, this is an opportunity to gather that type of competitive advantage. And when you have a coach that is a mastermind, the way that we talk about, you know, one of the best offensive minds in football, not just right now, but even when you put him up against offensive, you know, Deuce Windham did a fantastic piece over at Canal Street Chronicles, sort of comparing Sean Payton and his career so far to even the Don Coryells, the Vince Lombardis of the world, can sort of see that he ranks pretty highly in terms of win percentage, top 10 offenses, top 5 offenses. He puts all that up. I mean, he's in the 90s in terms of his in terms of the percentage of times that he is an offensive play caller and offensive mind, so even his time with the New York Giants, where he's put up a top 10 offense, which is incredible to have that type of history within the NFL and now in, you know, entering, you know, coming into New Orleans in 2006, and then now here we are about to embark on the 2020 season. So consistent offensive success from him. You have a guy like Dennis Allen, who's also extremely cerebral, who is going to be, you know, looking at how you're going to take advantage of all this as well. You look back at the 2011 season, that's an offense that came out and ended up putting up 7,474 yards total on that season. And in that season, the coaches didn't have access to the players at all. They couldn't talk to them because of the lockout. During this season, they've at least been able to do the virtual meetings and then gather that type of information. Now, am I saying that the Saints are going to come out there and go for 7,500 yards? No. Let me, you know, I'll pump the brakes a little bit. But they have experience in utilizing this type of situation in the idea of competitive advantage, and then now even have a little bit more of a preparation phase in order to be able to get all of that installed with actually being able to have contact with their players, even though not in person.
Editor over at Canal Street Chronicles, host Locked On Pels, among many, many other things. Great voice covering the Saints, Mr. Ross Jackson. Got a few more for you here. All right, so look, there aren't a ton of battles, and there's some storylines we're going to get into when we eventually get to see what it's like here at practice. And it'll be strange because you don't have preseason games to kind of view that. But, Ross, let's just start on the offensive side and the O-line. That's the important thing. Injuries, I thought, hurt them two seasons ago as the D-line last year with the injuries. But you draft Ruiz, and obviously a lot of people say he can be the center. And we went over this week with a couple of stats from some folks saying, look, he wasn't McCoy that great at center, which is why I maybe want to kind of do that. But, you know, can you do that without live snaps? And I think I look at it like this, Ross. When you have Drew Brees, who makes a ton of calls that can help a guy being a center as a rookie, it probably is the time to do now, if that's what you envision, because you have a guy that can do that. Next year, who knows who the quarterback is, and it'll be a little harder, but I get it, he'll have a whole season. But I think if you vision him, as Sean always says, a vision for a player, if you envision him being a center, I'm doing it when Drew Brees is my quarterback.
Gus, you're the man. That's exactly where I go with this every time. I would much rather, even without a full-on training camp, you know, formal training camp that we're used to see, even without that, I would much rather see a new center in the middle of that offense, in the middle of that offensive line with Drew Brees, more than I would rather see Cesar Ruiz go under his first year with maybe, you know, whether it's Taysom Hill, whether it's Jameis, whether it's an unknown, you know, some unknown quantity, unknown entity that we don't know yet. I would much rather see that for him. I mean, we saw the way that it worked out for Eric McCoy. Even Eric McCoy at the very beginning, remember during preseason, he had some snap exchange issues and things like that, eliminated once they got into the season. And that's just as much the work of being able to work alongside Drew Brees as the work that Eric McCoy himself put in. I think that that's going to be one of the biggest conversations. And I think that one of the ways that, and Coach Payton referenced this in his teleconference yesterday, he talked about how they're going to be doing a lot of live action, a lot of scrimmages, a lot of trying to get as many reps. The way that he said it was that if you want to get ready to play football, you have to play football, right? So you're going to see them find ways to create those environments for themselves and then go up again. And that's the thing with the Saints team. The Saints team across the roster is extremely good. It's considered consistently one of the best rosters in the NFL, regardless of who you're reading, maybe outside of Chris Sims or something like that. But for the most part, most of these people look at the Saints as a loaded roster. And so you have that offense going up against that defense. It turns into an iron sharpens iron type of situation. And it's going to allow you to get those reps for Cesar Ruiz working with Drew Brees. I love the idea of Cesar Ruiz going in there. Nick Underhill did a great coverage on Ruiz after he was drafted. The idea of, you know, when he was in Michigan, he nailed like 99% of both the run and play calls and all of the IDs that he was having to do. It's just fantastic there. He's a great communicator. Again, FBI, right? Football intelligence, like we talked about. He checks all the boxes. It's just about finding a way to get that those reps. And I think that they'll manufacture that in training camp before they go into week one.
3 minutes left. Two questions for you left, Ross. I think when I look at so many Saints fans wanting to help Michael Thomas, who's number five in the top 100 here, we know how good he is. Emmanuel Sanders, I think, will help that. I think it's going to help Tre'Quan Smith more than anything else. And then you add Troutman, who I think can have an impact. And I'm going off the highlights, sure, but maybe he does as well. And you know how Cook was able to be an impactful player last year. I think the Saints offense is going to get back to maybe what we've seen in the last couple of years. And you referenced 2011. I don't know if that's the potential to do that, but they're weapons. They're a lot more weapons before we even see a snap here than I think last year.
Yeah, I'm cautious about using the 2011 comparison as well, but even if you just look back a couple of years to 2017 where that offense was just incredible during that 11-game run, the number of 40-plus point games that they put up, I think you're going to see an offense that's going to really be able to produce because of all of the different options that they're going to have. They were severely limited by really only being able to go to one side of the field when it came to the wide receiver selection last year. Adding a guy like Emmanuel Sanders, who, yes, can stretch the field, but can also be effective in the short and intermediate part of the game as well with run after catch, and these big tight ends and the way that they're going to be able to utilize different mismatches and create mismatches with 12 personnel with these tight ends as well, I think it's going to be key and it's going to allow this offense to really be able to put things together this year, especially if defenses take a little while to get everything together with the truncated offseason.
Due to time, I'll wrap up everything on defense in one question. See, Ross, we're going to have you on more than once here, man, because there's so much to talk into. But look, Jenkins with Lattimore at corner, they've said already when they had the coaches on, for the most part, that, look, it's going to help the Saints probably play better man. If the D-line can stay healthy with Rankins and, of course, Davenport continuing to improve and such, and then you had, Malcolm coming back at safety, it seems like a stronger defense already.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add Vaughn, of course, the draft pick at linebacker.
Right. Yeah, no, I completely agree. I think that on paper, this is a really fantastic defense. I think that the ability to be able to shift to more man coverage, as Dennis Allen referenced, I think Aaron Glenn referenced as well, is going to benefit a guy like Marshawn Lattimore, Janoris Smith, because we already know plays well there, and it's going to benefit the pass rush as well. I think all of that should really be the glue that continues to really strengthen this defense a little bit earlier than we see where they sort of like get into the groove midway through the season or a few games in.
All right, Ross, go down the list, sir. And again, if you're up to it, if you got the time, we'd love to have you on frequently at Ross Jackson. NOLA's the way to do so on Twitter. But of course, Ross, tell everybody they can get not only the podcast, but of course, some of the other stuff you guys are doing.
Hey, guys, I appreciate it. First and foremost, as always, thank you very much for having me on. Happy to come back anytime that you need. Just let me know. I got you. Y'all can follow me, as Gus said, on Twitter at Ross Jackson NOLA. You can catch the podcast every Monday through Friday, Locked On Saints. You can catch the write-ups over at canalstreetchronicles.com as well. Appreciate you, and I hope that y'all stay safe, stay healthy. Thank you for all your work over there at the station, y'all. I appreciate you.
For sure, man. Always a pleasure. That went by quick. Mr. Ross Jackson, folks. Quick break. We come back. Hear a little bit more from Teron Armstead and Cam Jordan as we're live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgely Drive over in Metairie. You'd hear from the intern, but he is basically, he's down to the celery. The wings are gone, and he's got a half a celery stick left in his order of wings on Intern Appreciation Day. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat and Homa. Get a great deal on a Ram today and check out their new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business. With Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans, choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Avenue Wine & Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine & Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine & Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine & Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Call today and be cool tonight. Crescent AC and Heat will save you time, money, and sweat this summer. One call does it all. Crescent AC and Heat will clean your AC condenser and do a full check of your AC for only $49. You heard right.